Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to The Morning Show on Spirit Radio. Well, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that we try to cover health and fitness as much as we can. But here's the thing that makes it tricky a lot of the time is that we live such fast-paced, busy lives. And sometimes this whole idea seems unrealistic, or maybe we feel it feels unrealistic and that stops us from doing anything in the first place. As I was laughing with Therese Davey earlier about, you know, tips on getting good sleep. And I was thinking, and not possible at the moment with the 15-month-old who doesn't know what sleeping for more than a few hours is all about. So how do you do it? How do you look after yourself and stay well with the recognition of the kind of modern pressures that we all face in with busy lives? Well, that is something that a really great book is trying to address. It's called Move, Train, Nourish: The Sustainable Way to a Healthier You. And in studio now to talk to us a little bit about that, we have a great husband and wife duo, sports scientist Dominic Munley and health and wellness coach Gráinne Parker. Thanks a million for joining us both. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I have to ask you, are you one of these couples that were always kind of healthy and, you know, into health and fitness together? There's a great picture in the book of you guys jogging together, and I kind of thought, ah, is that what kind of brought you together, was the love of being fit and healthy?
Well, do you know what, it's an interesting story how Dominic and I met, actually, because I was living in Rome at the time, and one of Dominic's clients, who was a friend of mine, she kept ringing me saying, I have the perfect man for you. So she set us up on a blind date when we got home, and indeed she was right, because we got married. But I was supposed to answer it, I was always outdoorsy and mad into gymnastics, but I was never really, really great at any particular sport. And I did probably more cardio type fitness in the gym until I met Dominic. I'd never lifted a weight in my life, but he cured me of that and made me realise, you know, the amount of kind of health benefits to being strong as well. So, and obviously Dom is, I think he's got sports in his DNA.
Yeah. It was kind of, it was my upbringing. But I have to say that Lisa, who set us up, she presented me as very much of like, oh, he's a real ball breaker. You'll love him, you know. I was like, okay, thanks.
Is that true?
Yeah. No. You know, my sisters used to ask whether it was okay to bring sweets when we were going on holidays together.
Yeah, I think that's probably what we have brought to each other's kind of philosophy when we started going out, is that I was probably, you know, too hardline on my focus in regards to nutrition and training, and not enough flexibility. Whereas Gráinne had, coming back from, and just in general, had more of a dolce vita sort of approach to life, and softened my approach, and that helped with the clients
I
worked with.
So it's the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Especially when putting this book together.
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing, though, nowadays, is unless you're really well organised, and you mentioned the word philosophy, Dominic. Now, we were out, I have a 15-month-old, and we bought a proper hiking backpack, and we said, you know, from the start, we're going to be out, so this child knows being out and active is really good. But it takes real commitment. And for example, I know that some parents might kind of be nodding their head thinking of, we got into a great habit of preparing meals in advance, chopping fruit and veg, and then it all went out the window because life got busy and the kind of unhealthy habits kind of creep in. How do you kind of stay on that road where you're eating well and you're exercising well, especially when you get kind of knocked off that path and you feel like, oh, how do I get back to where I was?
I think it's true. You know, our lives are so much busier, because if you think about the days when it used to just be 8 hours in work and then the rest was for sleep and doing whatever. So I think you mentioned the word organisation, and organisation is key. But I suppose in order to be able to motivate yourself to stay organised, it is really about, what does it mean for me? How much better do I feel when I have been outside in the air, when I have eaten well, when I've had some really delicious food, when I've been able to recharge and relax myself and not been snappy from being indoors all the time or from poor sleep? So I think it's trying to kind of fill yourself with that vision and reminding yourself of how good you feel when you do it, and really trying to come back to a plan. I always think about, when we go to work, we're usually highly organised and we make a plan about what we want to achieve for ourselves in work. So how about do the same for our own lives?
Why do you think, Dominic, there's this kind of mental block? Because I always feel that, you know, there's certain things that are non-negotiables. We know that we need to eat and we need to sleep to function. But exercise is probably just as important as those things, but we kind of don't put it in the non-negotiable category.
Yeah, I think some of it kind of comes down to how we are presenting exercise also as well. We've done an incredible job in trying to present how we and how I would coach training and exercise for the general public, which is often presented as to the average person as being very aggressive and high intensity and
go squat till you
go
puke.
Hard. Oh, yeah, all of that, you know. So, you know, when you talk about, like, you know, falling off the wagon a little bit, what a lot of people will try and do is try and cure their lack of consistency with intensity. Why are gyms busier on a Monday as opposed, or hence Tuesday today, than a Friday? It's the same pattern repeating over and over again the whole time. So we need to be kinder to ourselves when we're restarting and not feel that we can jump back in where we left off. The jump off point for a lot of people when they're starting for the first time is not insane boot camps and insanity and, like, listen to the language around fitness and health. It's all machoistic, it's all everything on steroids and more and more and more.
How could
and
you
more
motivate yourself if you thought you had to be going eyeballs out?
Because it seems unachievable actually. Yeah.
Well, plus as well, sorry, just one other point is that what we're not saying is that, you know, oh, you need to take it really easy all the time. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that intensity must be earned. So you have to earn your way back up to that. And it's not even the smart way of doing things, because the risk of injury is always much higher, and the risk of burnout. You talked about, like, you know, having to survive on less sleep. So if we have clients coming in those situations, our job is to meet them how they are on that day, as opposed to saying, well, everybody's just going to be doing the same thing, and if you can't keep up, it's your own fault because you're just being a wuss. Like, that's not a smart approach. No professional athlete would ever train that way.
One of the things that maybe we don't think about enough, and it's interesting because obviously a lot of what's in your book, Move, Train, Nourish, is all about trying to get the balance right in the recognition that life is busy and it's hard to fit everything in. But is it maybe that we need to change our focus in terms of, if we're fit and healthy, our fitness is functional and we can play with our children and we can run around and
absolutely
we can enjoy ourselves rather than being out of breath.
That's something actually funny you mentioned that, because we were talking about that recently, that you're doing things extremely wrong from an exercise and gym perspective if what you're doing outside of the gym is not being enhanced. So if people are killing themselves so much so that they have no energy to play with their kids, go out with their friends, and that's all about what gym life is all about them, that, you know, that's fine if you're a pro at what you do because you have to make those sacrifices, but for the average person, you shouldn't buy into that. I don't
believe. I also think as well that sometimes there can be a misconception that going to the gym is just about aesthetic, you know.
Yes.
I want a six pack, but actually in terms of all the research that shows how, you know, it reduces the risk of kind of chronic and acute diseases, it makes us healthier, the risk of some cancers are reduced by buying exercise, and we feel better. You know, that's the bottom line for me. So it isn't about I want a six pack. It's about I want to live my life as happy and as well as I possibly could.
Is it important then, Gráinne, to know, I suppose, what the healthiest version of you is? Because, you know, skinnier mightn't necessarily mean healthier, and also, you know, an acceptance of what is healthy for you. I remember after having the baby, a trainer who was in the studio with me just saying, look, you're not going to be the same way you were before, and you have to be kind of comfortable with that.
Exactly.
I was, like lots of other young mums, getting kind of frustrated with, but I was able to run this fast or lift this heavy, and kind of accepting, well, there's the healthiest version of you, and then there's this kind of magazine idea that you might have in your head, and that puts a lot of pressure on yourself.
Exactly. But I think that's amazing. I think that's really the spot on philosophy. What's my best self for the age I am and for what I'm doing? I'm working, I'm a mom, or I'm not a mom, or I'm really trying to develop my career, or I'm this frame, so I'm never going to look like, you know, somebody who's super skinny. And I always think, you know, I sometimes follow Serena Williams on Instagram, and I think she looks amazing. She's really athletic, and she's the shape she needs to be for her sport.
She's strong.
And we have the standards people should have in the book. So, you know, it's in the title. We want people to first move well. So there are tests they can take in the book where we will explain, well, why have you got back problem? Why have you got a knee problem? We need you to learn how to move well first, as opposed to just jumping in the deep end. There's workouts there. We say what you should be able to achieve on those. And the same goes for the nutrition side of things as well, that everybody's body is a little bit different. So my calorie requirements are very different from yours. So then we don't have to delve into the dogma of eating in a certain way. We just say, hey, look, you can be vegetarian, you can be paleo, you can be whatever, but ultimately it comes down to, from a nutrition perspective, that the what is healthy or unhealthy is determined by the amount of the food that you eat and the quality of said food.
That's one thing that's touched on in the book as well, Gráinne. I know you did a lot on understanding, putting food together, and did a cookery course and all that sort of stuff. What about the recipes in this? Are they things that we can easily put together?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I really wanted to do when I was compiling all the recipes. That's the food that we eat, you know, and obviously we have a small child, and you know, we have to recognise that as well. And we're both working. So I really wanted to make the recipes, you know, as quick as they can be. But I do think it takes a little bit of time to develop flavour. But you can, you know, bulk make those, freeze some. I've tips like that in the book. And it's also a wide variety of different food types. So, you know, while we do eat meat, we don't eat a load, and we like to have plant-based meals. So there's lots of recipes for things with grains and beans and lentils, and we eat some poultry and fish. So there's lots of that reflected. So
a really good mix, yeah.
Yeah, plus the vegetables, I think I've loads of vegetable recipes in it as well. And the reason for that is I think if people were to do one thing today that's quite easy that would improve their health, is to up their fibre intake. Great for digestion, amazing for dampening down inflammation. And we also now know, in terms of your gut health and the link between our gut and our brain health. So I always say, just pick one thing, up your veggies, you know.
All those green vegetables. Well, that was kind of my next question, which you've led into beautifully, Gráinne, is, okay, so there's people listening at the moment saying, look, I know that I need to sleep more. I know that I'm frazzled. But it's the actual starting. It's the trying to make small changes. And I think Dominic touched on a good point earlier, where sometimes we go, okay, I'm going to get fit, so I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week and go, and then we fail because we've set the bar too high. What would your advice be for someone, families who are saying, okay, let's start with them, and what are the few things that we can start to just make those changes happen?
So, well, on the diet, you know, on side of the food and nutrition side, I would always say to plan, right? So I never go to the shops without knowing what meals I'm going to cook during the week. So what happens then is you don't get caught, and you don't therefore send out for takeout, because we all know we shouldn't be doing that too often. Try and even things, the simple things like up the amount of water we drink, because many of us think we're hungry, but we're actually thirsty. And really to make a plan about what are we going to do this week? What's going on? Where does he even need to be? Where do I need to be? Dom needs to be in terms of work. And therefore, what can we do to fit our time outdoors, our exercise around that? But also recognising, I suppose, that not every day and not every week is perfect. And don't beat yourself up about that either, because I think, you know, guilt can be a terrible thing. And if we bring it to the way we eat, or, you know, whether we lounge in front of the telly for a day and then feel guilty about it, that's not good either. So it's really about trying to be a little bit kinder to ourselves. I'll let Dom kind of jump in on the exercise.
Yeah, on the exercise side of things, again, it kind of comes down to the priorities. So if somebody was to only do the mobility work that is outlined in the book on a daily basis, they're going to feel an awful lot better, because having poor mobility is like trying to drive your car with a handbrake on the whole time. And the quality of your movements is determined by the quality of your muscles. So if you're dealing with muscles that are super tight the whole time, then that's what people need to kind of come back to on a daily basis. Layering upon that, you need to look at anything that is low intensity to start with. And then, as I said, with more free time, you can layer on higher intensity work. But, you know, if your cup's already full, it doesn't make sense to layer on something that's more catabolic, that's costing more time to recover. It always kind of comes back to that higher order of priority stuff first. So we kind of see as the base of the pyramid as being mobility, second is strength, and then kind of, hard way to put it, but the least most important part is actually the conditioning. Most people have it the exact opposite way around, is they have made a virtue out of how hard they can work, as opposed to, you know, we're representative of doing this right, as somebody in their 40s and 50s, that we're evidence that, like, yeah, that we haven't gotten bodies that are broken down from excessive amounts of exercise. If people can layer upon that consistency, then they'll feel like they can do more. With all of this as well, discipline equals freedom. So the more disciplined you are around the nutrition, around stress management, around training, it's going to give you the freedom that you can do the things you want to do when you have the time to do it, and you're not totally wrecked all the time.
Well, some great tips. So if you just join me, I've been talking to Gráinne Parker and Dominic Munnelly about their new book. It's called Move, Train, Nourish: The Sustainable Way to a Healthier You. Where can we get our hands on the book?
So it's available in Easons, and it's available online, all good bookshops nationwide, and I believe you might have a copy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.